These my dads make it hurt.
What the fuck? Like, yeah. Yeah. Bro! For real?
Yeah.
Where the fuck you been?
See, what had happened was...
Oh, what happened? What happened, bro? I've been looking for you.
This coronavirus.
Rona.
I was approached by the Umbrella Corporation.
Is that why you ain't wearing a mask right now?
I don't recall saying snakes.
Okay. Get the fuck in here, man. Sit the fuck down.
All right.
So are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm always good.
Yeah, apparently. Like, just go ghost me and shit like that. Like, out there having your adventures. I hope you had fun. What the fuck were you doing?
We can't talk about that here.
Right. Me over here, I'm fucking having to keep the podcast afloat. I've been recording Amber, but she's like all scary as shit. She's all like sunshine and lollipops and rainbows and shit.
What's up with that?
I don't know, but you know how we are over here at Tangent Versus. Like, we can be a little dark.
The darkness is bad.
Good. God. Like, she gonna be mad? No, we can bring her into. Boy, it's been a long time. It's good to see you, sir.
It's good to see you. And also, it would be good to see y'all, but I can't.
Visual.
But it's good to talk to y'all.
visual means is a hard part of the audio format.
My southern just came out, y'all.
It's a little bit, y'all. I do say it from time to time, but when I force it, it just doesn't sound right.
Like, sometimes when I say, like, most of the time, it's like, you all, but, like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's
I
like,
just try to keep it, and I say, y'all. Like, everybody. I don't try to say y'all, but you know that North Carolina just,
yeah,
that southern, it's not deep south.
I think
south.
It's the humidity that does it to you.
Something.
It's that, like, struggle you with the heat. And
you pass that line.
Something about perspiration and the moisture in the air and the heat. And it fries your brain a little bit.
Something.
Just a little bit.
I'm sure there are people who have never said y'all a day in your life. But once you get down to the south, it's like y'all and biscuits and gravies and all the other others. Like,
y'all got some biscuits and gravy.
That's how it goes. I'm telling you. Oh, God. So, glad to have you back here, bro. How's it feel to be seated back in front of the mic?
Squeaky,
yeah. Those of y'all that have maybe listened for a little while, like, this is an issue that has been plaguing us
forever.
For a long time. Like, the squeaky chairs, which will eventually be fixed. But yes, as of right now, it's a part of our brand. You sometimes get squeaky chairs.
Sometimes you get the squeak.
You get squeaky chairs in the Tangent Versus. But I am glad to say that...
You can start your own drinking game.
Yeah.
The squeaky chairs.
Every time you hear a squeak, like... Every time you hear that squeak, like, that's when you take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot.
And I try not to move as much, so, like, when you hear them, like, you never know.
You know, now, just, like, advertently, not inadvertently, I'm just going to be like...
Yeah, like, that's the new Tangent Versus drinking game, you
and
guys.
I will be thinking of you.
That's the new
And take that shot.
We will, every time
Which
you hear
Which is actually
squeak.
One of, like, the center points of my challenge...
Yeah.
That you gave me this week.
Yes.
Take your shot.
Take your shot. I'm not giving away my shot. No, I'm not giving away my shot. Do you guys, if you know that, we'll just stay tuned for just a second. But I want to welcome you to the Tangent Versus. I am one of your hosts. I am Kelvin. And with me, no. See, you can't do that and you come in with the Rona. And then you make a call, and then you do that.
Things happen.
But no, I am Kelvin, and Now, those of you that had came in and you maybe only listened to us with our other host, Amber, don't worry. She will still be here. Do not worry about that. But we got the OG host back sitting in the squeaky chair with us. We got the one, the only, the Chris.
Hello, guys.
There are many Chris's, but this is the Chris.
And ladies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep, we are.
Definitely. No.
Oh, the ladies. No. But yeah, welcome back. Thank you for listening. And we decided that, you know, Chris is back in the chair right now, so we decided to try something a little bit different, a little bit new. We're going to do this thing. Best way to explain it is that me and the Chris give each other challenges. And as if you have listened to previous episodes, you would know that each of us, you know, don't listen, not listen, but like watch certain types of shows or movies. And mine is probably like way more, been more of a focal point than yours, but it's really hard for me to watch some black and white shows.
Yes, I know. Like, even like your love affair with Who hasn't helped.
It hurts that too. It is so slowly, steadily. I haven't even made it through the entire first season because it's so hard for me to watch something black and white. So we decided to try this thing where we give each other challenges. And we're going to call it Host v. Host as a small little homage to that one show which a lot of our fellow nerds and UFO enthusiasts know as Coast to Coast. Oh, so yeah. It's a play on those words, and it's Host v. Host, where the Chris and I, and Amber in times when she's here, that's a whole other thing. We're going to have to just worry about sinking schedules, but don't worry. There will be episodes with all three of us. Don't worry about that.
We'll pull some threesomes.
Oh my God.
It's okay in my a three-way. My God.
This is the content that you've missed, you guys. There will be a threesome of all of us just, you know, doing the thing.
Doing our thing.
The thing. So that's what you get when you come to the Tangentverse. So, yeah. So we're going to give each other challenges, and we try to take everybody out of their typical regular comfort zone.
Right.
And so, you know, like, I feel like it'd be something really good to try since, you know, the Chris was coming back. So we did it. Things that we usually wouldn't watch, we, you know, try them out against each other. And then we talk about and see how it went and if we liked it, if we would continue to watch or things like that. So, without further ado, we're going to start ahead and get into the first one. That's a nice drum roll, sir. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
So now that we have, like, we're starting this new thing and we explained it a little bit, you go, bro. You gave me the first challenge.
All right. So he gave me the challenge of watching Hamilton, the new film on Disney Plus, brought to us from the Broadway play and actually from the book.
Right.
Also, down the line about Alexander Hamilton's life.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, right, yeah.
What's your name?
It's very catchy. Because, obviously, he is my boy and he knows that I'm not that big on musicals.
Right. And so I was like, I had some other ones that I was going to give you. But I was like, no. I feel like this will be a good enough curveball.
But you also know that I'm, I love my history.
Right. So that's what I was like. This will be, on one side, it's something that he's not, you know, extremely fond of with the musical part. But on the other side, I was like, it's good history. And it's a good story, regardless of how factual everything is. So I was like, let's give you this.
So he gave me that. And, obviously, I'm not the biggest fan of that, but it was actually very captivating. The music was great, but like, you know, the story, I didn't expect it to run as good as it did because, you know, it's all music all
right.
the time,
and that's the thing.
But the story ran very well, and really, I don't know, you could see it happening before your eyes. You know, right. Like, almost watching, like, reading a book and watching it unfold in your mind, if anybody else out there does that.
Yeah. It just depends on the people.
But yeah, like listening to them and stuff like that, like I see it unfolding and happening, and I'm like, yeah, this is really pretty cool. You know, the further along it got, and I was like, that's really great, and just like ended up being over, and I was like, wow, that was actually really good. And I mean, it was like what, almost a 3 hour?
Yeah, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and it's very enjoyable.
It's more. I feel like if I remember correctly, the credits run for almost 7 minutes, so I think it's more closer to like 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah, but still, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, it's almost 3 hours and
2:20, 2:30, something like that.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, and so that's the thing is like I saw it when it came out, and if you look on your Rotten Tomatoes scores and everything like that, it's got like a 98%.
Well, to be honest, I've been looking at it. Like I've seen a commercial, whatever, and you know me being you know into history like I am, I was like, oh, I'd kind of like to watch that.
Yeah,
but. I hadn't yet, and I was like, oh, okay, well, this is the catalyst I needed.
Yeah, like, just to get you on there, since you won't decide to come and knock on the door, just out of the blue, like, oh, no, you? I've been looking for you for a real long time to get back in here in this seat and record.
You know, things happen out there.
Things ensue in a world in total chaos with who knows what's going on. I have to find a way to record another podcast because my host just goes ghost. No. But yeah. So,
host to ghost.
Right. There you go. I see what
terrible.
You did.
That's terrible.
I'll give it to you. I'll allow it.
Okay, Marshall.
So first off, were you enjoyed it, obviously, from
yes.
that little take.
It was very system. Good.
So what do you feel like, what stood out to you the most? And I don't know if this is going to be a two-parter. It just depends on what works for you. So what stood out for you the most, and what was your favorite part? What did you like about the thing the most?
What did I like about it the most? I mean, because it wasn't so much fact. I mean, there was fact, obviously. You know, there was Alexander Hamilton. There was Aaron Burr. There was, you know, blah, blah, blah. And there was a few things that were a little askew, whatever, with history, what, you know. What have you. But, I mean, the delivery was great. And, I mean, to be honest, I liked the music. It gave it something fresh.
Yeah.
And put it to new eyes. Like, you know, it gives something to, you know, people out here not trying to listen to that or read anything or whatever. They could hear it and like, oh, that's pretty tight.
Right.
Or whatever.
There's actually, I think, If you watch the credits, which a lot of people, you know, sometimes don't, but there is The Roots. No, it's not The Roots. It might be The Roots. I'm not sure, but they did one of the main songs. They did a cover of it. And is it My Shot? I can't even remember which one that plays at the very end. But, you know, they did another. Like, obviously, the songs are very grounded in, like, R&B and hip-hop stylistically
Speaking
for a lot
of
them.
My Shot. I'm not going to miss it, guys.
Oh, there you go. Take that. No, I mean, I have to say something for that because, number one, that is not how you take a shot. But
That's not how you take a shot, but you couldn't hear it if I just took a
exactly.
shot.
Exactly. That's the next thing I was going to say. I commend you for making that shot. For an audio format.
You have to. Yes. Right? You got to learn to. We have no visuals.
Not maybe one day. You know, it depends. It depends on the listeners. You know, the
like, how long have we talked about that? Like, we talked about that forever. If you guys could only see us.
Right. One day. Soon, things will come. But yeah, like, for me, too, because when I watched it, I didn't put it off. I was just, you know, have so much going on. You know, having to work a regular 50, 60-hour-a-week job and then having to do these podcasts and watch the things I'm going to watch for the podcast. So having the time to actually get to sit down and watch it and enjoy the way that it was supposed to be, like, took me, like, a couple weeks after
it came
out.
It's almost like that helped kind of push that into place where you're going to have to work those hours and stuff and... I'm just saying.
I mean, I feel you. But, I mean, it's okay. It's not bad. Like, there is a positive, you know, the money that I just got a little raise. Like, Kelvin got a little.
That's real nice.
Kelvin got a little pat in the back, so I'll take it. And, I mean, I'll even say this because I know none of my fucking supervisor or anybody listening. Like, I fucking hate the job that I do. I say that in my fellow podcast group too. They already fucking know I hate it. But I mean, it is what it is. It pays the bills. Maybe one day, there will be, you know, getting paid by doing the things we like something like this, you know, like working on my writing, exactly, doing the podcast, you know. Just let me be in.
Like, oh, and, what do you do? I enjoy my life.
Exactly.
That's what I do for a living.
Right.
What
is that?
What is that like? I don't know. But I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Just put a pin in it and we'll come back to it. So, yeah. And so that is the thing, though. Like, I sat down and I finally got to watch it. And after I gave you the challenge, I... That is so fucking loud. It's so loud.
Rude.
How wooed?
Okay. fucking toddler Olsen twin.
You liked it, though. And see, because that joke was so funny, I just might leave that audio in of the motorcycle cranking up. So that was the thing. And I finally got down to sit and watch. And then when I, you know, talked about you, like, okay, we're going to do this. Like,
right.
Something, try to be cool to start something new when you come back. And so I was like, let's do the host v. host. And I was like, I gave you the challenge. And I sat down and I was like, you know, I just gave him this challenge, but I'm going to watch it again too. And I literally sat there and I was supposed to be editing at the time for the previous episode that I just posted. And I was just like enwrapped in just the way that the story, like the acting is great.
The songs are great. The songs
the
are, yes.
The story is good. And that's the thing is that sometimes... You can't do a good stage. Well, no. I'm not going to say you can't do a good stage play. But sometimes good stage plays with only singing they don't get the point across the same way.
But I don't know. I guess the songs that they put in or whatever, however they wrote it,
yeah,
it went very well, like a well-oiled machine.
Right, and just like the acting, the characters.
Yes,
it was just
very much. Like you can't really say a whole lot of acting. It's just, you know, a lot of. I mean, I guess it is acting. You know, just basically facial.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
It is like you.
Almost
you,
like
you
silent
feel acting. Like. Let's. I mean, obviously, if you don't know the story, man, is Alexander Hamilton, quote unquote, spoilers. Maybe, but
he was a dude.
He was a dude. Wait,
and
do you history?
A dude.
Do you history,
he's a dude.
Guys?
We're all dudes.
He's on one of our bills, and I'm not going to tell you which one of the bills that he's on, but he's on our money, you guys. Well, no, I'm sorry. The because we, you know, we got a few people.
I mean, he was a big part of
we got a few
the founding of this country.
Yeah, he's a founder. He definitely is a founder. And I just want to clarify that I said he's on our money. Like, he's not in, like, you know, the UK. Like,
yeah,
you know, other countries.
He's not on that.
Only in the States. And again,
which is actually probably better than us. But, you know, they kind of turned around. When did that turn around? I don't know. But it turned around.
Yeah. So, and it was just put together very well. It was entertaining.
Yes.
It was funny. The songs are just made to get stuck in your head.
And they do a great service to the story and perpetuation of the story.
Yeah, and even if it's not all 100% factual,
yeah,
this can get people like, okay, I want to know more. I want to know the real story. I want to know the situation, the things that happened.
I mean, you should want to know your history anyways, but...
No, because history is in the past. I don't live in the past. Like, no.
Well, if you know your history, you know not what the fuck... I mean, you know what not to do again.
It's the past, but I'm not living in...
Yeah, that's right. So know it so you can leave it there. I'm just saying.
That's what I mean. Like, and it's a lot of things. I feel like this is something that needs to be done more often. Instead of getting this horrible rendition of Cats that we got, you know, they decided to...
I never even watched it.
Don't.
No, I don't want to.
Don't.
I don't want
to. I feel like
see that or think about it again.
I feel like for just the fact that we do this podcast, maybe we need to talk about it at some point.
Probably.
But
I don't like that. Wait, don't take that tone with me. I don't like that.
Yeah, it, I feel like, and part of the problem with Cats is that certain things you have to cut out for the story.
Right.
For, because they made it into a movie. Not unlike this one, because like we said before, this one ran for a really long time.
I mean, they made it a quote-unquote movie.
Yeah, it was a legit movie.
But it was still a legit, this was still Broadway movie.
It was only a movie. It's still a stage play. Like
White Claw, where you can get them.
Yeah, no, I ain't even worried about that. You did take it out for me. I was about to say, sponsor us. Like, that's how we always go through there. Like, yeah.
Throwing
like,
it in there.
Give me that White Claw sponsorship. I can't even make a negative comment because I'm trying to get the sponsorship anyway. So
right. I mean,
hard water seltzer. Don't do that.
I don't know why. I just, it felt right.
It was right. It wasn't bad. It was so good.
That's what she said.
So yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I feel like had they done the stage play of Cats the same way that they did Hamilton, it would have been better. Because there's certain things that if you don't know about Cats and you don't know the backstory, you don't know certain things, when you cut from the source material, you don't understand everything that's going on. And the stage play, like, you know, certain things.
Then you end up with James Corden. That's what happened.
The thing was, those, to be real, those parts, like, I enjoyed some of the songs and some of the characters. But on the other side of the coin, it was just like, yeah. But I digress. We are not here to talk about Cats. We're talking about Hamilton right now. We're almost done. But so, we're like, the way that it was done, sometimes this being on the stage like that can take away. But so the way that they shot it, the rotating stage.
Yeah, dude, like, that was actually really fucking cool. Yeah,
I was just
going to
ask, like, what were your opinions on that?
I appreciated that. I forgot to mention that. I really appreciated that. That was really cool. The way that they worked that, and they had two different things going on the same stage at the same time. And they just kind of cut the light over here and cut the light over here.
Your focus,
you know,
so you know
part
what's
of
going
the story
on
to this
right.
part of the story, and it was really good.
They made use of it very well. And what's the song? Oh crap! What's the sister's name? Work, Eliza. It's the first one, the older sister.
Why can't I remember?
Yeah, you know her song when they got married.
Yeah,
when Alexander and Eliza got married. The
yeah,
oldest
but
sister
the older
song,
sister song.
They made very good use of this.
Because she loved him, and she sent him to her.
And just the whole way that they did that with the rotating stage and the way that she reversed everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, her point of view, they did really good. And then at the end, the bullet countdown, the countdown, they used it again in a very good way. I was like, yo, that...
Yeah.
That's a good way to tell the story. Like,
exactly.
It just did really good. He wrote a good story and put it together very well.
Yes, very well.
And
got very good actors, actresses.
Yeah.
Dancers, singers, whatever.
Yeah, the whole thing was just... And side note, and this is just for those who like to go in deep, this is a little... It doesn't take away, but I watch... You know, I watch a lot of YouTube. There's a video where Film Theory, Matt Patton Film Theory, talked about why this should be up for an Oscar, even though it technically isn't allowed. But, you know, there's loopholes and everything. Because we don't... you know, we live in the world of Corona right now. The COVID. The Rona.
God.
You know, and so there's not a lot of movies coming out. Actually... On that note,
I don't know if the Rona's going away.
On that note, though, I did see a video because they decided to. Okay, but tangent real quick. Welcome to the Tangent Versus, you guys. Tangent. You know, a lot of movies aren't coming out to the theaters.
Dude, we have missed so much.
Disney just said they're going to put Mulan on Disney Plus for an extra $30 for the subscribers. I'm probably not going to pay right off. Unless I can get, you know, my kid and a couple other people.
I mean, they got a bunch of stuff they put out, like, I need my Black Widow.
That's a whole other thing.
Black Widow.
So, their theatrical release to be allowed for next year's Oscars, the pool is getting thinner and thinner and thinner.
Right.
And this one, I feel like they should allow it to be, and this is what he was saying in film theory. I mean, it's good. Like, it's a theatrical movie in which they took a stage play, but they did it three different recordings of it. They did a recording with no cast members. I mean, not without cast members. With no audience for certain close-up shots. Then they did two other ones so they could get one side that they needed to get on the shots, and then one for the other side, basically. So they did three different recordings. Then they took those recordings and put them together, and that's what we got on Disney Plus right now.
Right.
So, I mean, that's basically in a way that the same way that they do movies, you know? They did it three different times, multiple takes. The only difference is because they are used to doing it and we're doing it in front of a live audience, you got to make sure you get that shit right. You know? So, I mean, I'm not against it being put up for an Oscar, even though it's already won.
I'm not against it.
Bukus of Tonys already. Like, yeah. So we just might as well let it win. But I will post
the... Boy, Leslie gave a performance. Yes.
Yeah, and I will post the link for that video where you can talk about where he's talking about doing that. But yeah, let's go ahead and get ready to round this part up. You got anything else that you would like to say about it?
I was going to say, Leslie Odom...
Aaron Burr, right?
Yeah, he's the one that played Aaron Burr. If it was put up, that dude... He was very good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you what. He was probably more of the lead than Alexander Hamilton was. Leslie.
Yeah, he did.
He put on quite the performance.
He was.
I mean, the other guys did too.
Yeah.
I don't know all their names.
Well, but one who has stolen the show and everybody's been talking about, and I want to make sure that I say his name right.
Dude with the long hair?
He played Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah. He was good. Yeah, and especially when he came in the second half after the intermission.
And, yeah, because he played a different character.
Yes, he did. He played a different character. French.
Yeah.
Character, actually. And then he comes in as Thomas Jefferson, and he made me laugh a little bit.
Yeah, and that was the thing. It was like, yo, this is it, like...
It was good.
Yeah, I can't even fucking, you know.
Dude, if we would have had this video right here in history class,
right!
How many people would have paid attention?
Right. But, I mean, it's just good, and if you haven't watched it, so...
I mean, it's not all factual.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there, because movies aren't factual, and it's technically, even though they've done it on the stage, it's still done like a movie.
But everybody...
And again, just like we see movies that are quote-unquote based on true stories, and we realize that, you know, sometimes they aren't quite, you know, factual anyway. So.
Right.
Anyway, so, for the main theme of this host v. host, sir, do you think more musicals are things that
to be honest with you, I have had musicals in my life. To be honest, I've watched Sound of Music, and I don't hate it. That's right. I like the Sound of Music.
But do you love it?
Do I love it?
Yeah.
I don't love it.
See, here's the thing.
But I liked it.
Doing this podcast and, you know, prepping.
But Hamilton.
Prepping for the future. Go ahead.
I liked it a whole lot more.
Right. I feel you.
Love strong, man. Love strong.
So, prepping for the future and everything, I've come to realize that I liked a lot of musicals more than I realized.
Yeah.
And we have some musicals coming up in our future for Halloween, so stay tuned, you guys. So I've been for the past month or two, and I told you this, we're listening to a few musicals at work and on my Pandora, and, you know, just from time to time. I'm just like,
there's one musical I want to jump into, and we need to talk about that later.
Is it a spoiler title, or you want to wait before you reveal?
It is a spoiler title, okay. Probably, maybe, I don't know. We got talkings to do.
So, and I guess this is going to be it for the most part, but do you think that besides the musicals that are coming up for the podcast, do you think that maybe a few more musicals might be in your life? Like, you might be open to watch a few more because of this?
Yeah, I mean, definitely from Manuel.
Yeah.
definitely okay. well put together.
Okay, so then just gonna say there's gonna be a trip to Broadway in the future.
Oh yeah, I would go to Broadway. I would love to
stay in tune, you guys. Well, when the Rona's over, we're gonna go to Broadway and
yeah, don't be a bad guitar. Stay in tune.
All right, so that is one host v host. All right, you guys, this is the host v host challenge. If you liked and enjoyed us, let us know. Stay tuned. The next one, Chris has a challenge for me.
That's right, guys.
So, again, I don't know how many of y'all are regular listeners, but he's got a he's got something that's going to, you know.
I only gave you half of what you didn't like.
All right, but stay tuned, and we will get back at you guys a little bit later. But, you know, let us know if you like this. You got any comments, questions, or concerns, you can email us at thetangentversus@yahoo.com. If you want to talk to us and, you know, give us some suggestions, you email us there. Also, you can get us at our social medias. We are on Twitter at tangentversus. My personal is at tangentkelvin. Your personal is at tangentchris. Chris. And also, even though she's not in this episode currently, Amber's is at ambiguity. You know, if you want to be like, hey, where's Amber? Hey, they recorded an episode without you. They talk shit about you. You know, you can just let her know.
Yeah, you can tell her all about it.
Who knows if she's going to take a moment or a chance or have the time to listen to this specific episode. But yeah, you guys, we also have a Facebook club. If you want to get on that, it is called the Tangent versus Space Station, where we post memes, talk about movies and all things geek. So if you want to get us on there, get it.
Just all kinds of nonsense.
Yeah, just whatever. Like, and it's best active when there's more active people. So if you want to get us on there, go for it. No problem. But I think that's going to be it for right now. And stay tuned for the next Host v Host Challenge. Also, there's other episodes that are coming out. We're starting to gear up for Halloween. So, you know, prepared. It tingles.
Do it again.
Mufasa. Oh, guys, right. That's a throwback to another episode. Okay. Too. But thank you, guys. Stay tuned and stay safe. You know, do all those things, and we will get back to you soon. Thank you, and.
Good night.
No, we're out of practice.
We're not yet.
I'm gonna say goodnight. But he's been here. He's been gone so long. We're out of practice. We used to say it in unison together.
We did. Yeah. We were good.
So, let's try this again, sir.
All right.
And so you know, I'm leaving all this in. So let's try this again.
I deserve this.
And good night.